Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 through 21.
今日要读的经文是《彼得前书》的第2章第11节到第21节。
We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们首先会用英文读出,然后到中文。
Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. For the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether the king as head of state, it is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. Respect everyone and love the family of believers. Fear God and respect the king. God is pleased when, conscious of his will, you patiently endure unjust treatment. Let us read the last verse together. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps.
彼得前书第2章第11到21节， 亲爱的弟兄啊， 你们是客旅， 是寄居的， 我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲， 这私欲是与灵魂争战的。 你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，因为神的意志原是要你们行善，可以堵住那胡涂无知人的口。 勿要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君。倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
我们一起来读第21节。你们蒙受原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。Please be seated.
请坐。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿主。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is The Christian Life in a Hostile World.
愿主保守读他经文的人，现在由请长诺牧师和我们进行今日的讲道，《敌意世界中的基督徒生活》第2讲。Father, as we come before your word, may you soften our hearts to be good learners.
天父，我们来到去听你嘅话语嘅时候，求主你去软化我哋嘅心，叫我哋一个受教嘅人。
We know it takes humble supernaturally soften hearts to receive from you.
天父，我哋需要你超自然嘅力量去谦卑我哋嘅心，去接受你嘅话语。
So shower us now with your grace and mercy.
求主你嘅恩典怜悯去覆盖我哋。
And may we treasure and praise your presence and your greatness before us.
愿我哋去赞美你，去宝贵你与我哋嘅同在。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉基督宝贵嘅名义求，阿门。
Okay, this is our second week in this text, in particular verses 11 and 12.
咁呢个系我哋第二个礼拜讲到，特别系第十一节到第十二节嘅经文。
And as we saw, if you were with us 2 weeks ago, we looked at some of the things that are the themes or this introduction, really, to what's in the remainder of the chapter.
咁我哋过去几个礼拜都讲过，特别系佢嗰个主题，同埋好似一个介绍到余下嗰章嘅经文所讲嘅说话。
And the basic premise is this: as Peter is introducing these teachings to us.
咁个基本嘅准则就系佢彼得介绍到佢嗰个对我哋嘅教导。
He says, and it's all stated clearly in verse 12, by the way, if you are a Christian, you will be misunderstood, accused of doing wrong by non-believers.
咁第十二节已经讲得好清楚，佢话如果你系基督徒嘅时候咧，你就会被非基督徒去指控同埋误解。
We were able to look at that in detail 2 weeks ago.
咁两个礼拜前我哋已经好仔细去睇过。
And as you'll see on slide at verse 12 again, I'm going to read from the New International Version, which is a little bit different, a little bit more of a wooden literal translation than the New Living. But New Living is very good, but compare it as I read it for you, verse 12.
咁我哋会睇第十二节一再一次睇。
Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong.
佢话你哋喺外邦人中应当品行端正，叫佢哋毁谤你哋系作恶嘅。
Now notice Peter doesn't say if they accuse you of doing wrong. He doesn't say that.
彼得唔系话如果佢哋去指控你毁谤你。
If you look carefully at more of a wooden translation, a more literal translation, or if you look at the original Koine Greek, you will see that it says clearly though they accuse you of doing wrong.
咁要你睇英文嘅翻译睇，或者睇原文嘅时候咧，佢话。
In other words,
但係佢哋會指控你。
That
雖然
that will happen.
佢話係會發生嘅。
It says though, which means they will.
佢嗰度係原文嘅翻譯就係話雖然，即係話咧係會發生。
They will find fault with you if you are living Christian life.
佢話如果你過一個基督徒嘅生活咧，佢哋就會去指控你。
They will come after you.
佢哋會去追逼你。
They will be biased against you and your worldview.
佢哋对你嘅世界观，佢哋会有倾斜嘅谂法。
Obviously, because they don't believe what you believe.
因为佢哋唔相信你所相信嘅。
And so, on the other hand, it also says, as we looked at last time, that there will be other people who will glorify God on Judgment Day because of what you said to them and did to them.
咁幾個禮拜前，我哋都講過，喺另一方面，亦都有啲人會喺審判嘅日子，因為你對佢哋所做嘅嘢同埋所講嘅嘢，佢哋會歸榮耀俾神。
Your goodness to them was glowing, that they were drawn to Christ because of what you said and did.
你對佢哋所行嘅好事、所講嘅好説話，喺佢哋嚟講，佢哋會將榮耀歸俾神。
So there's a balance, just about everything, right? In life, there's a balance.
咁好似生命上其他嘢一样，喺当中系有一个平衡。
On the one hand, yes, you will be misunderstood. You will be accused for doing wrong.
一方面你会被误解，你会被人去指控话你做错事。
Yet on the other hand, others will be attracted by your living and ask you what's going on.
另一方面咧，有人就因为你所做嘅是被吸引去问究竟点解系咁样。
So Peter continues on, as we've just read in chapter 2, as We went over some of the intricate lifestyle sayings that he was spelling out.
彼得在第二章的时候继续就讲到一些很错综复杂的那些生活的模式。
And these are all again related to that basic theme that I just pointed out to you in verses 11 and 12.
这些指向我们刚刚提到的11、12章那个原则。
And as he goes on in chapter 2, as you just read, he's telling us how do you relate in certain situations, certain people in your daily living.
他讲到我们平日的和人的关系应该是怎样。
There's the human authorities that you have to submit under. There's the government. There are people in the workplace.
有在人的主权你要服在他的下面，在政府的下面，还有在工作地方的里面。
If you are taking your Christian worldview into your workplace or dealing with the government, there will be tension.
如果你将基督徒的世界观带入去你工作的地方，或者是怎样去面对这个政府的时候，当中就会有张力。
They might be against you because of your faith in Jesus.
因为你在基督里面的信心，他们可能会对敌挡你。
But you live out your faith because your objective is that they might see also the glory of God and praise and glorify Him too.
但你这样做是因为有他们有机会因着你的行为呢去赞美神。
And Peter goes on in chapter 3, again, which we didn't read, but Peter tells you how to relate to your spouse in the same way, right? How to relate to your spouse, how you relate to people in general who abuse you.
然后在第三章的时候，彼得更进一步的就是说你和你的配偶怎样去有这个关系，纵使对方是可能是当中对你是不好。
Notice that he includes that. No, you can be abused in marriage too.
你要留意在婚姻里面也都可能会被对方是有亏待。
But what's all common or in thread here is that unique assertive submission that Peter implores Christians to do.
但这些在这边的里面彼得都讲到要去勉励基督徒是顺服在主权之下。
Now we don't have time today to go into detail concerning the submission, this assertive submission that Paul is imploring you to put on.
我们不会讲到每一样讲到关于是怎样去顺服。
He's telling you to do this assertive submission when it comes to relationship to your government, to your workplace, to your family.
当中包括你和政府的关系，你在工作里面和上司的关系，还有你和配偶的关系。
But I hope you see what he's doing. He's working out these principles that he's laying before you in verses 11 and 12.
他们就是用11、12节去将这些原则放在你的面前给你看到。
Again, we're told here, if you want to understand how to live the Christian life in the world, Christians have to realize what?Put it in the King James Version or the NIV, you are aliens and strangers in this world.
彼得就是讲跟着说，如果你要知道在这个世界上面怎样过一个基督徒，活出一个基督徒的生活的时候，你就要知道你自己是在这个世界里面是一个客旅，是一个寄居的。
And then with that being said, Peter tells us to fight sinful desires.And live a godly lifestyle.
就是说我们要对罪是争战，还有要过一个敬虔的生活。
And so as we'll see on slide 2, I just want to point out to you two principles today that we get from the passage that help us understand what it means to be a Christian, what it means to live the Christian life in the modern world, which is hostile to you.
我想说就是说有两点，就是在现代的社会里面，你怎样活出一个基督徒生活，有两个原则是给你看。
And the first principle, as you see on slide 2, is doctrine must be the basis of your living.
第一就是说这个教义一定要是在我们生活的基准里面。
Look at slide 3. Two verses, very familiar verses to you, many of you, from Jesus.
耶稣基督有两节经文在荧光幕上面给你看到。
Jesus says, Matthew 24:35, NIV, he says, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
马太福音二十四章三十五节，佢话天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Then in Matthew 5:18, NIV says, "For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, nor the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished."
马太福音五章十八节，佢话我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。
Now Jesus, if you're familiar with the New Testament, you know Jesus often quotes from the Old Testament.
咁耶稣基督讲嘅说话好多时都系引自旧约圣经。
So what he's saying here is referring to the Old Testament, which is written for the most part in Hebrew.
咁旧约圣经好多都系用希伯来文所写。
There's a small portion written in Aramaic.
咁呢度其中一部。
And he's basically saying, if you take it literally, he's saying every little word of God is really heavier than heaven and earth.
他所讲就是说，神所讲的每一句说话，每一个字都比这个天呢，地呢，更加重要。
Again, look at the introductory verses, verse 11 again.
我们看回刚才的十一节。
In NIV, it uses that word as.
咁喺英文佢用 as 呢个字就即系话是。
It says, I think even is the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers." That's the NIV of verse 11.
佢哋话你哋系寄居嘅，系客旅。
And what does that word teach us? That little word as.
咁英文佢翻译出嚟 as 呢个字就系话佢你哋系咁样系咩意思咧？
Well, of what he just said before.
就是他之前所讲的。
Peter, Paul, Jesus never tell you how to live unless prior to that they give you the foundation, they give you the doctrinal basis for that living. They spill it out to you.
彼得、保罗和耶稣都没有讲你听你怎样去过生活，除非他首先讲你听你那个教义那个基准是在哪里。
And we've looked at that before. Chapter 1, 1 Peter 1, right?
彼得前书的第一章我们已经看过。
Prior to verses 11 and 12, even in chapter 2, what was he doing? He's laying the doctrinal basis for your living.
那在一章的十一、十二节之前讲什么呢？就是他将一些教义很基本的去讲给你听先。
To put it succinctly, what he was teaching you,What he was explaining Christians was how, what's the doctrinal basis of being a citizen of the heavenly kingdom?
就是说作为一个天国的子民，这个教义是怎样的呢？
What's the doctrinal basis for your living to be a member of a holy nation, which you are as a Christian?
还有你在这个圣洁国度它里面的其中一份子究竟又是怎样的呢？
Again, nation referring to the kingdom of God, right?
这个国度指向就是说神的国度。
And Peter reminds us again the doctrinal basis before he says, here's how you live. Here's how you relate to the government. Here's how you relate to the workplace. Here's how you relate to your spouse. Here's how you relate to people who abuse you.
Peter 说你怎样去跟你虐待你的在工作里面在你之上的你怎样去跟政府有这个关系你怎样跟朋友有这个关系在讲这些事先。
Before he gets into the nitty-gritty of the practicality of living, what does he do? He says, remember doctrine.
他讲到这些实质的内容，这些原则之前，他讲到什么呢？就是讲到教义。
In fact, the Bible emphatically points that out. There's no practice without teaching. There's no practice without dogma. There's no practice without doctrine.
圣经讲得很清楚，如果没有这个教义的时候，就没有这个实质的实行。
Now that might be frightening. There's no practical living unless you understand his high and lofty theology, but it's not really high and lofty.
咁啊，讲到就系话，除非你认识呢个神学，呢个好似好高嘅神学嘅时候，好似冇可以实行到出嚟，呢个好似好可怕咁样。
Theology, you know what theology literally means? God talk. Simple, God talk.
神学系乜嘢咧？就系话讲到神咯。
Theology, broadly defined, is the study of the living God.
就是说学习这个活神。
That's what we do. As Christians, we look at the God's Word, right?
我哋基督徒佢所做嘅就系呢样嘢，我哋睇神嘅话语，学习神嘅话语。
If you have ever thought about God, right? If you ever thought about God or made a statement about God, that's theology.
当你去想到神，讲到神嘅嘢嘅时候，呢个就已经系神学。
If you just explain something about God to someone, that's doing theology.
如果你将神去解释俾人听嘅时候，你就系做紧神学。
And that's not a popular idea today in this world.
但今天在这个社会里面，这件事好像不是一个很受欢迎的。
In fact, the average person in a secular city like this one, you know what they'd say? Oh, yeah, it's great to love your neighbor. That's Christian practice, right? Do unto others as they do unto you. That's great. Great.
今天的人会怎样想呢？他说，你爱你的邻舍是好的，你爱人如己是好的，这件事。
But, keep that.Doctrinal stuff away.
但是他说你不要讲到教义。
You don't just ignore that stuff because it divides.
你不要讲到说耶稣基督是神圣的。
So what? The world says, is Jesus Christ God or wasn't he? So what?
他说耶稣不是神，有什么关系？
The Bible says otherwise. You have to engage in theology because it's important to know who Jesus Christ was. Was he God or not?
但圣经讲得好清楚，我哋要认识到耶稣系边一个，究竟佢系神定系唔系神呢
？Doctrine is important. Like for example, just using a fancy term, hypostatic union. Doctrine hypostatic union is the two natures, one person of Jesus.
咁另一个教义就系话耶稣基督系神，同样系人。
Jesus is fully God. The same time he's fully man.
他是完全的神，同时间也是完全的人。
And then there's the doctrine of atonement. If you don't understand the doctrine of atonement, how can you be saved?
另一个教义就是讲到这个救赎。如果你不明白这个救赎的教义的时候，你怎样得到拯救呢？
In a nutshell, you have to know Jesus' righteousness is lived out and given to you for you because you can't do it.
就是说耶稣基督他的公义的生活去活出来，他将他给你，因为你做不到。
And his sacrificial death in your place.Paying for your sin penalty because he's innocent on the cross, atonement.
然后他无辜的生命是在十字架上面代了你死，这个就是赎罪。
The world says, forget that stuff. Just love your neighbor. Forget the stuff.
但这个世界说你不要去看这些东西，你只是爱你的邻舍就够了。
That stuff just absorbs people, divides people. Forget it.
他说这些东西只会将人去分化，就是我们不要去想它了。
As soon as you talk about doctrine, you're dividing people, says the world. You know, Jesus is God, then you can't be friends with your Muslim friends or your Jewish friends.
这个世界说你讲到耶稣基督是神的时候，你就将人分化，因为你不能够跟回教徒做朋友，你不能够跟犹太人做朋友。
The world says, if you continue to start about doctrine, there's a great divide between Catholics and Protestants.
然后呢，这个世界说你讲到教义的时候呢，你就会将天主教徒和新教徒就将它分化。
Stop it, says the world. Stop this dogma. Stop this doctrinal stuff.
这个世界说不要去讲教义。
It just creates prejudices.
你会只会产生偏见。
The real problem in the world today and why all the bloodshed and everybody thinks that they're right, right?
这个世界真正的问题，为什么这么多流血的事件？因为每个人都以为他自己是对的。
That's the thinking of secular person today.
这个世界今天属世的人就是这样想。
In fact, that's the thinking of many people today.
事实上，很多人都是这样想。
Stop fighting who's right. What we need is Christian loving without dogma.
他们说不要去斗争哪个才是对，我们只是需要好像基督徒只是爱人就够了，不要讲基督教教义。
Just agree on that. That type of behavior, loving your neighbor.
那你只要去同意去爱人如己就够了。
But the basis of all your living is doctrine.
但你的生活的基本的原则就应该是基于教义。
You do recognize that, don't you?
你应该去认识到。
You can't practically live without your doctrinal basis. What? How you understand what the world is about?
如果你不能够用教义去明解 明白这个世界是怎样的时候，你不能够去活出一个生命。
For example, we are evangelical Christians. That means we proclaim the Christ right to the world.
例如我们是我们向世界去传讲这个福音。
That's dogma. That's a doctrinal teaching.
这个是教导一个教义。
The world says, let's not try to argue about doctrine. Let's not hold on to these doctrines to guard on. What are you talking about, heresy? What are you talking about?
他说你们不要去只是这个世界叫我们不要只是去捉紧这个教义。
You don't ever find that type of thinking in the New Testament. You don't see that. If you read the New Testament, you don't see that.
但在新约圣经里面你不会去找到这种这样的思想。
A couple of simple examples. Apostle Paul says to forgive people. That's a very good thing to do, right? Forgive people, right?
例如保罗说我们要去赦免人。
Forgive because you've been forgiven, says Paul, as Christ has forgiven you. That's a doctrinal basis for your forgiving.
保罗说我们赦免人是因为耶稣基督已经去赦免我们，这个就是一个教义。
Because Christ has forgiven you much, you are in debt. You owe him much. He's forgiven you much, so then therefore you can forgive the other person for doing bad things to you.
因为耶稣基督赦免我们，所以我们就欠了耶稣基督很大的债，所以我们能够去赦免其他得罪我们的人。
Peter, as another example, right in this passage, the passage that you just read this morning, says, I want, basically, you know what he's saying? I want you to live a servant's life.
彼得又讲到，好像今朝我们看的经文就是说，我想你过一个仆人的生命。
What's the basis of that?He tells you, because I want you to realize Jesus Christ was your faithful servant.
咁呢个系基于乜嘢咧？因为我要俾你睇到耶稣基督就系一个忠心嘅仆人。
Do you see how you can't practically live without a doctrinal basis?
你唔能够过一个生活系冇一个教义嘅原则喺入边。
And the Bible presents that practical truth again and again and again, as I just showed you.
我们刚才看到的就是圣经给我们看到再一次的看到我们那个教义是很重要的。
You can't say, let's just serve. Forget about this doctrinal teaching.
你不可以就是说忘记了这个教义就可以去服侍。
As soon as you say don't insist on doctrine, you know what you're doing? You're insisting on doctrine. That's what you're doing.
你说如果你对人说你不要这个教义的时候，这个本身就已经是一个教义。
When somebody says you shouldn't,try to convert people. That's bad. You know what you're doing? You're trying to convert me to your ideology.
例如这个人叫我去不要去跟人去传福音，使人去信主的时候，其实那个人就只是叫我去信另一种的教义。
When you say dogma is not important, that's doctrine.
如果你说教义是不重要的时候，你那种的想法本身已经是一个教义。
Right. You're trying to persuade me that moral relativistic view of life, spiritual things, is the right thing to think.
你去叫我讲给我们听，我们要有一个道德的一个相对性，是其他的东西都不重要。
That's your belief.
这个是你所相信的，这个就是你的教义。
You're trying to cram that down my throat.
你嘗試將你所諗嘅嘢咧去塞俾我。
Right? If somebody says, "Oh, if you believe in Jesus, that's good. That's fine for you." Right? If you don't believe in Jesus, that's fine. Okay, that's okay too.
有啲人同你講話，你信耶穌好啊。如果你唔信耶穌都 OK 啊。
That's not going to destroy you spiritually. You still can relate to God. That's a false doctrine.
佢話你依然可以同人同神有一個關係，呢個就係佢嗰種嘅教義。
The Bible doesn't teach truth is relative.
圣经没有讲过这个真理是相对性的。
So when you say to people who do think doctrine matters, it doesn't matter, that's doing the same thing that you said you shouldn't do.
你叫人去，那个人跟人讲话教义是不重要的时候，其实你都是去将这个教义去加给他。
Do you see that? There's no way that you can't do dogma and doctrine in life.
你睇到就係話你冇可能過一個生活係冇任何嘅教義嘅。
You must again, you're pressing, you're cramming something, trying to influence something, someone to think a certain way.
你嗰個人嘗試去將一啲嘢咧，一啲嘅想法去塞俾其他人。
So when you say, "Oh, just love your neighbor, forget about the doctrinal teaching," you know what? You're basically stating doctrine, and actually, you're being very authoritarian.
你話你只要愛鄰舍就夠啦，唔好去諗教義。呢、这個其實你自己係一種主權嘅諗法，你自己去將你嘅思想去塞俾人。
And on top of that, what do you mean? What do you mean by loving? What does loving mean?
咁你話愛鄰舍愛人究竟係乜嘢咧？
Why should I go through all the trouble to reach out to people who are even culturally different than me?
我點解要去花費咁多嘅心思去接觸嗰啲同我好唔同嘅人咧？
Why should I labor and do that hard work?
點解我哋咁辛苦做咁多嘢咧？
Why should I be generous with my time and my money? Why should I be as a business person? I should be nice to my employees.
我點解要喺我嘅時間同埋金錢上面咁慷慨咧？點解我做一個生意人，點解我要對我嘅下屬咁好咧？
Why as an employer?I should pay a fair wage.
點解一個僱主要公平嘅去將呢、這個將一個公平嘅薪水去俾佢嘅員工咧
？Well, Christians have a doctrinal basis for doing that. They say it's because every human being is worthy, has dignity. They're made in the image of God.
基督徒做呢啲嘢係有一個教義嘅原則，因為我哋睇人每一個人都係有價值同埋有尊嚴嘅。
And when the world says, "Oh, you should love your neighbor," right? What do they mean? Number one, and number two is we're just from the slime, right? From some, you know, from some evolutionary slime, right?
但系呢个世界话你要去爱你嘅邻舍，咁首先爱嘅邻舍系乜意思啊？同埋第二就系话我哋佢哋嘅谂法就系我哋原本就系乜嘢都唔系嘅时候，点解我哋仲要咁做咧
？So again, you can't divorce.Doctrine from practice.
所以你唔可以將教義同呢個實質嘅活出生命裏邊分割出嚟。
So when it comes to treating people with dignity and worth, the Bible says human beings are made in the image of God. That's the doctrinal basis that we do.
所以當我哋要對人去，因為對人好，因為人係有呢個價值同埋有尊嚴嘅時候，因為人係藉住神嘅形象去做，呢個就係一個教義。
The Bible teaches Jesus died on the cross to save us. Those are good reasons to treat your fellow human being with dignity and worthiness.
耶稣基督为我哋嘅罪死喺十字架上面，呢、这个亦都系一个原因。我哋点解对人系要有善意？因为呢个人系有价值、有尊严。
So it's extremely important to see, right? There always has to be a faith, a morality, a religious base to your practice.
所以你做嘅嘢一定要系基于一个一个教义，一个思想嘅系统。
It's really no other way to live.
冇其他嘅方法去过活。
So what Peter is saying here is, if you want to live a life with a servant's heart, which is he's imploring you to do in chapter 2, he's saying, do you want to live a life of sacrifice and follow Jesus?
佢話：如果你要去過一個仆人嘅生命，因為耶穌基督去為你去犧牲。
You're gonna need supernatural grace. You're gonna need this a lot of energy from somewhere to endure.
你要做咁嘅嘢咧，你就要需要有一個忍耐力，呢、这個力量咧要從其他嘅地方嗰度嚟。
And so Peter is going on and saying, "Where do you get that?"
彼得就問啦：你點樣可以得到咧？
Did you just get that from because somebody said that's a good idea to do?
系咪就系单单话啊呢、这个系咁样做系好嘅，咁就够咧
？Where do you get the strength? You get it from the fact that Jesus died for you.
你个力量喺边度嚟咧？就系、是、嚟自嗰个事实，就系话耶稣基督为你而死。
Right? Did Jesus walk into the fiery furnace of God's wrath on the cross for you?
耶稣基督系有冇为咗你去走上呢个十字架承受神嘅愤怒咧
？Did he face all that just because of you？
佢去面对呢啲咁嘅嘢系咪因为净系因为你咧
？Has Jesus come into your life now with the power of the Holy Spirit, this lifeblood of God, the holy living God that now dwells in Christians？
耶稣基督嚟到你嘅生命里边有冇带住圣灵喺你里边有呢个能力咧
？Yes, that's doctrine。 Yes, that's so. If you're a Christian.
这个就是教义，这个就是，如果你是基督徒的时候，你就应该是会有这样。
He is undergoing a renovation project in you.
他在你的里面 去使你是有更新。
And he promises you in his word, he says, you will be beautiful in the end, after the renovation project.
耶稣基督在圣经里面应许我们，当我们完成这个更新的时候，你就会变得很美丽。
When Jesus comes back, you will be perfected.
当耶稣基督再回来的时候，你就成为完全。
Because sin will be removed.
因为罪已经被铲除。
And if you put that at the center of your being, that teaching, that'll blast away things that hold you back from living by faith.
如果你将这个教导摆在你的心里中心的时候，你就可以去面对其他的事，因为你在信心里面。
Peter saying that's where you get the energy. Otherwise, you'll just peter out.
彼得就是说你是这样才可以得到你那个力量。
You'll say, oh, I've been Christian 20 years. Done that. You know, now I'm coasting.
你可能说，我已经做了基督徒20年了，我已经过了这样的生活了，我差不多完了。
Where are you going to get the drive to continue on, to love and endure?
你怎样得到这个力量继续去向前，继续去忍耐呢？
Well, you're going to have something in you that's going to blast away, that's going to continue the renovation.
你有没有那样东西在你生命里面去继续完成这个工程呢？
And that requires a doctrinal basis.
这个就需要一个教义的根基在里面。
That's why we do what we do here.
所以我们现在做今天做的事。
And Peter, John, Jesus, and most of the other biblical writers will not talk to you about practical living unless, until you know who you are and who Jesus is, and that's doctrine.
圣经里面的彼得、保罗和耶稣也都是首先要将你讲，将这个教义讲给你听，知道你自己是哪一个，然后你才知道实质的怎样过生活。
Here's the second principle, because I've got to move on.
第二个原则。
It's on slide 5, the second principle that we get from this passage that helps us understand what it means to be a Christian living in a hostile world.
我们要知道怎样是过一个基督徒的生活呢？
The important phrase is, again taking the NIV translation, aliens and strangers.
彼得讲到说我们是客旅和寄居的。
And basically that means this world is not your true country. This world is not...The Christian's home.
換句話講，就係話呢個世界唔係你真正所屬嘅國家，或者你真正嘅家。
And Peter is showing us in 1 Peter 2 that there's a way that you can live a life of servanthood in this world without petering out.
彼得前書嘅第二章，彼得講到有一個方法，你可以係喺呢個世界裏邊過一個僕人嘅生活。
You can have a servant's heart when dealing with human authority or people in the workplace, as he goes on in chapter 2, or even serve the people who abuse you and misuse you.
你能够是对在人的权势之下，同埋在这个工作的环境里面，甚至乎那些是虐待你的人，你能够有一个仆人的心。
You can even serve your spouse who might be antagonistic against you.
甚至乎你可以对待你的配偶，虽然你的配偶对你是不好。
It's all here.In the scripture text that you just read.
这个都是在刚刚头先我们读过的经文里面。
And Peter will not tell you how to do it until he reminds you of this truth. You, Christian, are aliens and strangers in this world.
但是当你知道要怎样做的之前，你首先你要知道明白你自己在这个世界里面是一个客旅，是寄居的。
So let's break it down a little bit.
我们再细心看看。
Take aliens and then, if time allows, strangers.
讲到客旅和寄居。
Well, what he's getting at with that term alien means that this world is not the place where your citizenship is.
客旅就是说什么呢？就是说这个世界不是你那个公民的身份所属的地方。
And the reason that term citizenship is used often in New Testament is because in the Roman world,That was what originally Peter and Paul were writing to, right? Where there were these things called city-states.
咁點解喺新約聖經裏面成日講到呢個國民或者公民呢個字眼呢？就係因為喺羅馬世界裏面呢，你有一個有嗰種嘅特質，就係話呢個城同埋一個國家關係。
Let me show you slide 6. Paul says in Philippians 3:20, the first part, but our citizenship is in heaven.
保羅喺腓立比書三章二十節，佢話我哋係天上嘅國民。
Again, breaking it down a little bit more, citizenship is the word politouma. We get the word politics from that. Politouma, your politouma, your politics are in heaven.
咁佢翻译出嚟就好似话呢个政治嗰个原文嗰个字眼 politouma 嗰个字就系话你呢样嘢系喺天国里边。
Or literally, Philippians 3:20 says you should be living your life here on the basis of what? Your politics of heaven.
腓立比书三章二十节佢讲到就系话，你要喺呢个世界里边过一个生活，系基于你喺天国里边嘅点样去行。
I show that to you from Paul because Peter's getting the same thing here.
咁彼得亦都讲紧同样嘅嘢。
Peter just puts in different terminology. He says aliens.
咁彼得只系用另一个字眼，就系话你系客旅。
This is not where your citizenship is, Christian.
他说基督徒你在这个地方在这个世界里面你的国民的身份但不在这里。
And again, it's a little foreign for us here in the 21st century, right? Because there's no city-states, right? But again, we kind of get the idea, right? The reason Peter and Paul talk this way is because back then, in the Roman world, there were city-states.
在罗马世界里面当时有一种特殊的身份，是你的城市和好像一个国家一样。
And basically, a city-state was a city that was also kind of a nation.
意思就是说在这个城里面其实就好像一个国家。
So if you are a citizen of that city, you're bound by and protected by the laws of that city-state.
如果你是那个城的公民的时候呢，你就受住呢個城嘅法律所保護。
You had privileges, you had rights of citizens of that city, no matter where you go.
所以無論你去邊一度咧，你都有嗰個城嘅嗰個特權同埋權利。
Right, so the most famous example is the Apostle Paul. Right, he was a citizen of Rome.
最出名的例子就是保罗，保罗他是罗马的公民。
Citizens of Rome had a right given to them as a Roman citizen that you could not be imprisoned without a trial.
那罗马城的公民是什么呢？就是说他有一个特权，就是如你一定要接受一个公平的审讯，人家才可以将你收监。
That was the politics of Rome back then.
那个就是当时罗马的法律。
So in Rome at that time, you could not be thrown into jail unless you already had a trial and been found guilty.
就是说你要接受一个公平的审讯，然后被判定罪，人家才可以将你去下监。
So Paul, a Roman citizen, had that right.
所以保罗作为一个罗马的公民，他有那个权利。
So Paul's in Philippi now, right? He's preaching the gospel. He's thrown into prison.
所以保罗在腓立比的时候呢，他去宣讲这个福音，然后被人去下监。
But he's in prison without a trial.
但他被收监是没有得过一个公平的审讯。
And so he says to the jailer, I'm a citizen of Rome.
所以他对当时那个狱卒，他说我是罗马的公民。
And all of a sudden, the jailer's this huge guy, right?The jailer shaking, fear, trembling.
然后那个狱卒就很害怕了。
Because Paul has those rights, and now they're being torn away from him, right?
因为他知道保罗其实是有那个权利。
And that's what Peter and Paul are getting across here when it talks about citizens of heaven.
因为保罗和彼得讲紧天国的公民就是这样的原则。
And you'll see it on slide 7. What does it mean?To be a Christian.
所以作为一个基督徒是什么意思呢？
It means the moment you become a Christian, your citizenship has been transferred from this world to the next.
所以当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你那个国民的身份就由这个世界里面去转到去天国。
In a sense, you're living in the future.
就是说你是活着的未来。
You now have rights, privileges that belong to you as a citizen of heaven.
你现在就有一个天国公民的权利和特权。
If you read your Bible, you know this is a big subject matter. This is a big subject matter in the Bible.
在圣经里面这个是一个很大的话题。
Paul speaks about that in Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书里这样讲过。
To be citizens of heaven means Christians have certain privileges citizens of heaven have.
作为基督徒就是说你有一个天国国民的特权。
I'll give you an illustration. You know, let's say you're a citizen of the United States.
例如你是美国的公民。
You actually have the right to make an appointment to see your government official. You can see your U.S. congressman representing your district.Or your U.S. senator representing your state, you can make an appointment and see them.
你係有一個權力去去約見你嘅政府嘅公職嘅人員，無論佢係參議員、眾議員都好。
You might not want to see them, but you have access to them. They're your government official.
你可能唔想去見佢哋，但係你有一個權利去約見佢哋。
You are entitled to protection from.Other nations, groups, individuals that want to harm you, they are to protect you. Those government officials are to protect you.
政府也有这个责任要去保护你免受其他人、其他的组织或者国家的伤害。
That's why when you hear a presidential speech, he's kind of referring to, oh, you know, it's my foremost responsibility to protect you as a citizen, right?
所以你常常会听到下，总统或者是其他的人去，政府的人去讲话，他们是要保护这个国民、公民。
And when Paul and Peter say this, they are trying to teach us fundamentally that Christianity is a status.
保罗和彼得在这里所讲的就是要教导我们这个基本的原则，就是说基督教其实讲的一个地位。
And Peter is saying here, teaching you that to become a Christian is a change. It's a change in status.
成为一个基督徒就是一个地位身份的转变。
And sometimes we kind of scratch our head, we don't kind of know what he's talking about, right? The average person doesn't really know what that means.
一般的人都不是很明白他所讲的是什么。
Citizenship is a legal status. It knows no levels or stages or gradations.
一个公民、国民的身份是一个法律上面一个地位，不是当中有任何的中间的身份。
And that means either you're Christian or you're not.
即是说你一是就是基督徒，一是你就不是基督徒。
It's nothing in the middle.
是没有中间的。
Right? I think the reason Peter is telling you, reminding of this, is that you'll not be able to make it in this world unless you understand that.
彼得这样讲给我们听，就是说要讲给我们听，我们要去明白这一点，如果不是我们在这个生活是很困难。
There needs to be an assurance. There needs to be a grounding, a certainty.
那里一定要有一个确据，有一个肯定。
And the only way to do that is you have to be careful that you don't miss this. It's a status. You've been transferred. Your citizenship has been transferred to heaven.
你要明白你那个身份，你那个国民的身份已经转到去天国。
Because the essence of what it means to be a Christian and what it means to become a Christian is to cross a line into that legal status.
个意思就是说你成为一个基督徒的时候，你就已经是这个身份，这个法律的地位呢已经转变了。
Let me use a common example, a metaphor. There's nothing in the middle when you talk about your marital status.
另一个例子就是说讲到这个婚姻的身份是没有中间的。
Many of you know, it's an awful lot of work that goes into getting married, being married, staying married.
要去结婚，去行婚礼，同埋在这个婚姻的里面是要很多的工作。
There's even a lot of work even first to get to that place where you get somebody to agree to marry you.
甚至乎首先要去找一个人去同意去同你结婚，这个已经是一个很长的步骤。
So you got this very long process, right? This continuing process going on, right?
是一个很长的步骤，花很多的时间心思。
And it's a tremendous amount of work that has to be done.
首先要花很多的心力。
You've got to work at continuing relating well to your marriage partner.
你要同嗰個將來成為你配偶嘅人咧，要去建立呢個關係。
And basically, that's true with any relationship, but because you're in such close intimacy and proximity, it's exponentially expounded in marriage.
同其他嘅關係一樣，但係喺呢個婚姻嘅關係裏邊，佢更加係需要花好多嘅力量。
But if you're married, you know you're married. There's no doubt because of status. You're either single.Or you're married.
但如果你係結咗婚嘅時候，你就知道你係結咗婚，因為一係你就係單身，一係你就結咗婚。
Right, the moment you sign that legal document, marriage license, right? In this case, the state of New York, city of New York, you sign it. That's a legal status recognized by the government officials. You're married.
當你簽呢個婚姻嘅同意書嘅時候咧，呢、這個就係政府去承認你嗰個婚姻結咗婚嘅身份。
There's nothing in the middle. You either know that you're married or you're single.
係冇中間嘅，一係你就係單身，一係你就係已婚。
It's either something or nothing.
一係就有，一係就冇。
And this is what Peter and Paul and the Bible is trying to get across to you.
彼得同埋保羅嘗試喺聖經裏邊去講俾你聽。
I have it on slide 8. Paul and Peter say to become a Christian means your citizenship is switched now.
彼得同埋保罗讲俾你听，成为一个基督徒就系你嘅国民嘅身份已经转变。
At one moment you cross over to a new legal status.
喺嗰一刻，你去转化成为一个新嘅身份。
And what they're saying is the essence of Christianity is not a morality and a goodness that you give to God in order to be accepted.
就是说你不成为一个基督徒，不是说将你那个道德和美善去给神，以致被神去接纳。
Christianity is a morality and goodness God gives to you in order for you to be accepted.
基督教就是说神去将这个美善和道德去加给你，以致你是被接受。
Those are two opposites. There's no middle ground.
是完全相反的，但是没有中间的。
Nobody will ever know who's a Christian and who's not if it's based on, you know, if your right relationship with God is based and dependent on your record of living.
如果你同神嘅关系系建基于你生活嗰、那个啊、行为嘅记录嘅时候咧，冇一个人可以知道究竟边一个系基督徒。
Because we're so inconsistent, right? What the Bible presents is God transfers to me Jesus's perfect righteousness.
福音讲咩咧？就系话耶稣基督将呢个完全嘅公义嘅记录去加诸俾我。
He comes, incarnates, lives in human flesh, living that out for 30 plus years for you.
耶稣基督道成肉身嚟到呢个世界，活出人嘅生命，过咗三十几年，系为咗你。
And then he pays your sin penalty, going to the cross at a fairly young age.Going to the cross to pay for your sins.
佢上十字架去为你嘅罪咧付上呢个代价。
That satisfies the holy justice of God.
呢个就系佢完全佢系满足咗神嘅公义嘅愤怒。
And when I receive that by faith, I trust in what He has done. I am a believer.
当我藉住信心去相信耶稣基督为我所做嘅时候，我就成为一个信徒。
So there is a status change. There is a spot in some way, right? There's a spot when before and after. Before you're not, now you are.
所以当中存在于一个喺你未信之前同埋信咗之后当中嗰个转变。
Now that doesn't mean you always know when that moment was.
但唔代表话你一定会知道嗰一刻系几时发生过。
But nevertheless, there is that moment.From death to life.
但是有一定有 有一刻就是由死亡进入到生命里面。
There's a place you know now, for certain. You know you finally have trusted, not in your morality and goodness, you have trusted in Christ and what He has done.
有一刻你会知道你是相信耶稣基督为你所做的，你不再是相信于你自己那个的道德和美善。
That moment, your legal status has changed. You now are a citizen of heaven and an alien, as Peter puts it, of this world.
嗰一刻就係你嗰個法律嘅身份去改變咗，你已經係天國嘅國民，而家你只不過係呢個世界裏邊做客旅嘅。
And Peter is saying you need that to live practically when you deal in the workplace, government, marriage, those who abuse you, you're going to need it.
彼得話你要知道呢一點。如果唔係，你唔能夠喺呢個同人嘅關係、喺工作嘅地方裏邊，同埋喺呢個配偶裏邊去面對。
Right? Suppose somebody asks you, "Are you married?"
例如有人問你，你係咪結咗婚咧
？And a person says, "Well, who knows? I can't say. Who's to say who's married, who's not? I'm always hoping."
然後你可能話：啊，我都唔知啊，咁我想嘅，咁邊個知道邊個結咗婚啫？
I don't think I am, or maybe I think I am.
咁我可能係啦，咁我都可能唔係。
If somebody said that to you, what would you say? What would you think?
如果嗰個人咁樣同你講嘅時候，你會諗乜嘢咧
？Right, you would conclude, well, number one, this person doesn't know what marriage is.
第一就係話你會諗嗰個人根本唔知道究竟結咗婚係咩意思。
And secondly, this person is not married, right? Doesn't know what it is, right?
第二就係話嗰個人一定係未結婚，因為佢根本唔知道婚姻係乜嘢。
Because when you're married, you know it. You know it.
因為如果你結咗婚嘅時候，你一定知道。
There's a spot where you've crossed over the line. You know it.
喺嗰一刻，你係轉變咗呢個身份，你一定係知道嘅。
The Bible says that's a legal status.
聖經話呢個係一個法律嘅身份。
And if that's true, you have to make a decision. You have to know you've crossed the line.
呢個你一定要知道，你要做一個決定去通過呢一點。
I know it's hard in this modern world, right, to grasp that because modern people hate marriage, right?
咁喺呢個現代嘅世界，好難使人去明白，因為咧好多人都唔中意婚姻。
I tell this to majority of couples that I do premarital counseling with. Prenuptial agreements destroy or undercut the meaning of marriage.
咁我好同好多人都講，就係話呢個婚前協議呢樣嘢。是傷害了這個婚姻的原意。
But because our world hates commitments, right? They love prenuptial agreements.
但因為他們很多人都不喜歡要去衛生，所以他們很喜歡婚前協議這件事。
And so that means it's an uphill climb, right? Our society, we hate crossing that line. We hate signing on a dot.
我們這個現今嘅人好唔中意要去衛生，要喺呢個分子上邊去簽名。
But Paul and Peter are saying you have to. There's no other way to be a Christian. You have to sign on the dotted line.
但係彼得同保羅話你一定要去簽，因為如果唔係你唔能夠成為呢個基督徒。
And the gospel is good news for that reason because the good news is you can cross that line.
咁呢個福音係一個好消息，因為你能夠去通過嗰一點。
You can make that decision.
你能夠去做呢個決定。
Of course, the other implication is God has to make a decision about you.
咁但係你要知道啊，神話你係咪要同你做個決定咧
？Right, it's just like the citizenship. If you're applying for the United States citizenship, right, you may go and apply. You can apply.
咁好似喺美國，你可以去申請成為美國嘅國民。
But what makes you a citizen, for example, of the United States of America, is what higher power? A higher power says so, right?
但係美國嘅政府會唔會接受你成為佢嘅國民咧？呢個就係佢自己嘅決定啦。
And in a similar way, what makes you a Christian is not your efforts, but something that has been conferred on you by God, a higher power.
所以你係咪能夠成為一個基督徒咧？唔係在於你嘅努力，而係話呢個能力咧由一個更加高嘅層次掌權嘅去加俾你。
God the Father says to you, as His adopted child, what He says to His only begotten child, Jesus, right? This is my beloved, in whom I am well pleased.
父神對你講，你係一個認養嘅孩子，好似佢對佢嘅生生兒子所講，佢話：這是我的愛子，我所喜悅的。
I just have 1 minute to tell you about strangers. Christians also have to know they're strangers in the world, right? Aliens and strangers.
我哋都知道我哋喺呢个世界系寄居嘅。
And now, you now have a very complex relationship with the world, right? You're in it, says the Bible, but not of it.
聖經話我哋係喺呢個世界裏邊，但係我哋唔係屬於呢個世界。
That means you love it, yet it hates you because you really don't belong.
你愛呢個世界，但係呢個世界都去憎恨你，因為你唔係屬於呢個世界。
Because your citizenship has been transferred, has been switched.
因為你嘅國民嘅身份已經轉變咗。
I don't know if you remember the problem where people started living in parks.
City. I don't know if you remember the problem where people started living
in parks. Parks are a wonderful place to visit, but if you, I'm sure you know, if you start living there, it becomes havoc.
咁公園係一個好嘅地方，我哋可以去欣賞、去享受。但如果當你要住喺呢個公園嘅時候咧，就係、是、一件好唔同嘅事。
Right? If you just visit, it refreshes you, relaxes you, right?
當你去公園嘅時候，可以使到你去舒暢，去安靜落嚟。
Parks are lousy homes.
但係公園唔能夠做一個好好嘅屋企。
And you know, when you start living in a park, you make the park lousy for everyone else.
如果你住喺公園嘅時候，你更加使到呢個公園咧，對其他人係成為一個壞嘅地方。
And so the Bible says this earthly world, in the same way, this earthly world is not your home.
聖經就係話呢個世界呢個地上邊唔係你嘅家。
In fact, every human being deep down realizes that.There's some sense of alienation. There's some type of emptiness that you're craving for.
每一個人在心裏面都知道這一點，因為我們每個人在心裏面都去渴求這件事。
It's a desire to find your home.
就是渴求去找到真正的家。
And Peter says, you can find it. It's with Jesus.
彼得說你是可以找到的，就是說在耶穌基督的裏面。
Father, we thank you for your word.
因为我们感谢你的话语。
I know there's a lot here to digest.
我们很多需要消化。
But I hope my friends here know and see the importance of it.
但希望我们这里的人呢都会看到当中的重要性。
So I pray, Lord, that we would take your teaching seriously.
所以祈祷我们是对你的教导是认真的对待。
So that we can practically live.The Christian life.
以致我们能够活一个基督徒的生活。
We pray, Lord, that we would long for our true home.
我们祈祷我们渴求我们真正的家。
And work towards that time when we'll be with you.
然后去努力的去向住那一刻同你一起的那一刻去迈进。
Help us to prepare well as we are in this world, but not of it.
让我们在这个世界里面去好好的准备，但我们不是属于这个世界。
So help us to have that healthy balance to live life to the fullest.
让我们在活出一个丰盛的生命当中有一个平衡。
So we ask for your help. In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。